بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، last week we had begun the discussion on the beautiful name of Allah تبارك وتعالى الكبير. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that is great. Greatness belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says that all kibriya, majesty, greatness only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be it in the skies or the earth. Whatever you see big, وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Whatever you see big in the heavens, horizons, in the skies, whatever you see big or regard as big on the earth also, all this belongs to Allah. All greatness, majesty, sovereignty belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Little bit reflection of this you find Allah ta'ala has given little insan, little of the makhluqat, the skies. All these are the madahir, where Allah ta'ala exhibits His greatness, that how I created everything, through my greatness. So all greatness belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this ulama I explain also, that when we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we read, read that kalima, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. The Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatul Ali explains also, and when we read Salah, and we read Thana, Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika, wa tabarak asmuk, he just makes one point on this. That a person recites a Thana, and in Thana, when you make takbirat tahrima, Allahu Akbar, they will recite Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. That all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala along his, together with his praises. Then as the Shaykh says, Rahmatul Ali, wa tabarak asmuk. And oh my Allah, your name is full of blessings. It's full of barakat in your name. Full of barakat in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the Shaykh says, on this point, if you just ponder a little while, Ya Allah, your name is full of blessings, Allah will make you also full of blessings. Just to ponder over that, Allah Ta'ala will fill your life with barakat also, will make you full of blessings. Whoever will come in contact with you, will see the blessings coming out from you also. The third kalima also, when we say Subhanallah, we make the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we say Subhanallah, means that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is free from all deficiencies, all blemishes, all shortcomings, weaknesses. By us saying this, doesn't make Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala any more pure. The effect of Subhanallah, that you will become pure. So we say Subhanallah with that feeling also. In Salah also we starting Subhanaka Allahumma. That Ha also shows a purity. We go into Ruku, Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim. Allah is purifying you if only you put our heart to it. Subhana Rabbi Al-A'la. Allah the Most High. Ya Allah, you are free of all blemishes, all shortcomings, deficiencies. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala absolutely pure. By saying Subhana Rabbi Al-A'la, Allah is purifying you. Your akhlaq, your character, your tongue, your eyes. Just that we have to pay attention to it. We have to put our heart in it. So every name of Allah is so blessed. Every tasbih is so blessed. Subhanallah walhamdulillah. We say all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more we praise Allah, Allah doesn't get any more high. Praise belongs to Allah. Praise came from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. By us praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and saying alhamdulillah, Allah will make you full of praises. Allah will turn the makhluk's heart towards you, that they'll have good words to say about you. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً. We make dua. Oh Allah, grant us in this worldly life hasana. Many tafsir of hasana. Amongst the different interpretations and tafsir of hasana, إِثَنَاءُ الْخَلْقُ. That Allah will cause your praise to come through the tongues of the makhluk and the creation of Allah. It will praise you. They see goodness in you. They see goodness in you. Allah Ta'ala put it in you, that they can see it. So thalawul khalq. So when you say alhamdulillah, when you read in Surah Fatiha, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, ya Allah, all praise only belongs to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need your praise. Allah will turn the hearts of humanity towards you. Now what a good person this person is. He'll sing your praises. Walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah. There's no one worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you his yaqeen and conviction. Ya Allah, there's no one else in the world for me besides you. Everyone else is blind. Everyone else is blind. Only my Allah can see me. And so when it comes to the sunnah, libas, dressing, sunnahs in my home, in my life, the biggest worry now these people, masturat, log kya kahenge? What the people will say? What the people will say? When la ilaha illallah will come, what my Allah has to say about me? What Allah, that counts to me right now. Whole dunya can say, we're not saying being rude to anyone. or shun anyone, or abandon anyone. With the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we carry out our life, everyone else is in line. What Allah has to say about me? The example we always give is that the bride, on her first day, she does her hair up, she does her dressing and everything else, which is all made up and makeup. And the boy also got his suit, boot and tie. That jais. But the wife now, she comes, the whole first day of the wedding is about the husband, I dressed up for him. All the friends can say, you're looking so beautiful. But he forgets to say she's beautiful on the first day. He said it loud enough in his mind, he forgot to say it loudly, verbally. But in his mind it's there. And he tells the truth, I thought I told you. This his thoughts were, but too loud in his mind. So he forgot to tell her that she's beautiful. You know the repercussions, the impact of that. He never said, he never praised me. He never praised me. So she's worried now. Friends told her, you look so beautiful. Hazrat gives the example, she starts crying. Say, what are you crying about? He says, you're all saying I'm beautiful. But if he doesn't say that, then all this is wasted. All in vain. I'm worried about him, what he has to say about it. So she's concerned about that. All the friends can say, it doesn't count. Today it doesn't count what they'll say. And what he has to say counts today. That's the greeting. That first week also, all the trousseau shopping and all the different colors. Mother-in-law can say, sister-in-law can say, but he didn't say anything. Now she's doubting whether he has muhabbat for me, really he likes me, whether he likes my style. But everybody can say, but the husband doesn't say. So her fikr, her concern, our goal is the husband must praise me. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, the goal of our life is, Ya Allah, are you happy with me? All dunya can say this and that. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, more than praises during his lifetime, was insults. Quran says about it also. وَقَالَ سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونَ أَتَوَاسَوْ بِهِ. They have to call him sahir, magician, sorcerer, majnoon, insane person. Something is wrong with him. Our idols have cursed him. That's why he's speaking like this. أَتَوَاسَوْ بِهِ. Have you all made wasiyat and have you all passed on to other generations to speak about him like this? So all his words, to the extent they would call him, Muhammad means the one that is full of praises. They would say, مُذَمَّمْ نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, the despicable one. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. He would smile. I don't know who's مُذَمَّمْ. My name is Muhammad. Whether you call me anything else, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has still praised me. Allah has still praised me. So what my Allah says, لوگ کیا کہیں گے, what the people will say. You know, today they say something good, tomorrow is something else. Today they'll pick you up, and today they'll drop, tomorrow they'll drop you down. That is why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من خليل ماكر عيناه ترياني وقلبه يرعاني. Allah save me from such a friend. Allah save me, protect me from such a friend that plots against me. He's close to me but plotting against me. See what's my actions, to my reactions, what I'm doing, where I'm going, what is plotting behind me. His eyes are looking at me, his heart is on me. Then in ra'a حَسَنَةً دَفَلَهَا. Allah, if he sees me doing any good, then he buries it. وَإِنْ رَعَى سَيِّئَةً أَذَاعَهَا. And he sees me doing anything evil, then he broadcasts it. Makes it public. Makes it public. Ya Allah, save me from a friend like that. That keeps close, but not with sincerity. That with sincerity. So, La ilaha illallah. Person says with conviction, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah. Wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. I say, Allah is great. Kibriya, Allah is al-kabir, Allah is the greatest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put this person's greatness in the hearts of the makhluk also. They will regard him. Abu Bakr Siddiq made dua. Ya Allah, make me, Allahumma ja'alni fi aini saghira wa fi a'yuni nasi kabira. Ya Allah, in my eyes, make me small. And I'm just one banda, simpleton, nothing I have. Ya Allah, whatever you give me is only from you. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Every tasbih I make, Ya Allah. Every salah I make, every sajda I make, every cent I spend in the path of Allah, Ya Allah, is only your tawfiq. The hands I raise to make dua also, Ya Allah, is from your tawfiq. From your ability. I can't do anything. This one drop. I'm just made from one drop, and Ya Allah, you covered me so beautifully. Everything from you. Ya Allah, make me my eyes small, absolutely insignificant, and I am nothing. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam carried out himself just like that. That even the young boys of Medina Munawwara would say, we couldn't beat him to make salam to us. They were playing. He said, we couldn't beat Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Carrying the fikr of the entire ummah till Qiyamah. But the young children would say, when he would pass us, before we could make salam, he beat us to the salam. So easy going he was. أَقَلُّ تَكَلُّفًا Abdullah bin Mas'ud would say, رَضِيَ عَنْهُ, that Sahaba-i-Ghiram had the least amount of formalities. Least amount of formalities in every sense of the word, whether they're dressing, our implying to us now, whether it's our dressing, whether our eating, whatever it is, absolutely informal. There were no formalities. Whatever food was there, how it was set up, deen must be perfect. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Deen must be perfect and deen must remain in the pristine form. But nowadays you know, the kurta has to be absolutely ironed properly, nicely. I don't wear kurta, has a crease. Can't wear it. Hazrat says, it is sunnah to iron the clothing. Nobody asked. It is sunnah to iron clothing. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had ironed clothing, or he just wore it. Or be so particular in mind. Socks must be ironed, and even the vest also has to be ironed. Otherwise I can't wear it. Now he feels now there's a good quality in him. What is a sunnah? Ya Allah, teach me every sunnah. Amal upon every sunnah. Love for every sunnah. Accept my life with the khidmat of sunnah. The sunnah has to come. Hazrat Wala teaches us so beautifully. Is that sunnah? We don't say be untidy. But don't make it now that it has to be like that. So kibriya, so Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq would make dua, Ya Allah, make me insignificant in my eyes. And Hazrat Ji Mawlana Rasulullah Khan Sahib Rahma explained so beautifully about insignificance. We explained this before also. He says that before you came into this world, what were you? Just one drop. Because of that, a person becomes napak. Nutfa. Person becomes impure. I should have ghusl because of that. Insan was made from that drop. That made somebody impure. Father became napak, mother also. Allah Ta'ala made him from that. What was his reality before he came? Insignificance. If it went anywhere else, on the clothing, on the sheets, you say, napak, take it out. Take it out. That's where insan came from, so insignificant. Where he'll go? Idham al-nakhira. He become bones, decomposed, decayed bones. Absolutely insignificant. No value whatsoever. And he says, this little short worldly life, insan was to make himself so prominent. You came from insignificance, going to return to insignificance. But in this worldly life, insan thinks so much about himself, he says, to understand your reality, what you really are, for you to be in existence, Allah is wajibul wujud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's existence is definite. And because of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are alive. Looking at the existence of Allah, everything depends upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in reality, what is my existence compared to the existence of Allah? I am nothing. I am actually nothing. Allah just put me behind the steering wheel of this car. As I tell the youngsters, remember, the car is hot, not you. The car is fast, not you. The car is smart, not you. Tomorrow you'll be driving another car, or you're ND11 on foot, you're walking, then there's no significance to you. Now because you've got two pedals there, so now you feel a bit of significance. Tomorrow the car is gone, come out from the masjid or from the shopping mall somewhere, the car is gone, they ask you, where's the car? Last I saw it was at the end of this key. Car disappeared now. Insignificance. That is the reality of insan. And one day he will return to just the same. So Allah, make me insignificant in my eyes. And make me big in the eyes of the people. Make me insignificant in my eyes and big in the eyes of people. Big in the eyes of people for deen, not for dunya. People won't love us for our dunya, remember. People will not love you for your dunya. People despise others because of their dunya. They love you for your deen only. Allah Ta'ala will give you pure deen. Allah will turn the hearts of the makhluk to his friends that love him because he has a muhabbat of Allah. So Allah, make me small in my eyes and make me big in the eyes of the people. So when a person says, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allah is great, and you see the greatness of Allah, Ya Allah, I am nothing. Allah will give him greatness. Allah will turn the hearts of the makhluk. Wadhkur isma rabbik. Zakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayhi, then make the dhikr of the name of Allah. Wadhkur, that mention, say, make dhikr, isma rabbik, make dhikr of the name of your Rabb. And the name of your Rabb is Allah. From here we prove the dhikr of Allah, Allah. Suratul Muzammil. that mention and make dhikr of the name of Ya Rabb of Allah. So when you say the name of Allah with grandeur, with love, with muhabbat, and you make a dhikr every day, which we should be taking our time every day to make the dhikr of Allah. We have to. A beautiful point over here, when you say the name of Allah in our dhikr daily, we come back to that point that the entire world is in existence because of the name of Allah. Hadith of Bukhari Sharif, as long as there's one person saying Allah, Allah, that's all he knows. Quran pages have become blank. Quran has been uplifted. There's no sign of Islam anywhere. Just this one person only knows the name of Allah. There's one Allah in existence that's controlling the entire universe. Just one person, to the barakat of the name of Allah, the sun will rise, the sun will set. Seasons will change. Fruits, vegetation, seasons, months, years, all heavenly bodies in their orbits, they are moving. Everything will be working in unisons, synchronized completely. Because of the name of Allah, the entire universe will continue as normal. That's on a big scale. Ya Allah, to the barakat of your name, everything is happening like this. Now for us to understand that all this is happening, we know our rosy is dependent on the seasons. Our sustenance is dependent now on the import and export, the oceans, the weather, the climate. So our existence depends upon all these phenomena around us. Allah will keep everything moving smoothly because of one person taking the name of Allah. Allah will keep everything in perfect harmony. From here we can understand such an important point in our life. When I take the name of Allah, my dhikr every day, and I say, Allah, 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 Ya Allah, make my life also completely synchronized by taking your name. Just by that person taking your name, Ya Allah, you keep the entire world smooth sailing. Ya Allah, I'm taking your name daily by making the dhikr of the name of Allah. The effect should be, Ya Allah, in my life also make it perfect and make it all synchronized with your ahkam, your laws, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Just like how you done the entire universe because of your name. Ya Allah, my little dunya sagira, dunya sagira, my little world. And I am running the barakah of this dhikr, you will do with this mindset. And I'm taking the name of Allah, Ya Allah, perfect everything now. Like how you got the seasons, and you got the crops, and you got the fruits, the moon, the sun, the stars, the weather, the tides, and everything else, Ya Allah, just the barakah of your name, all this is carrying on smoothly, Ya Allah, by me taking your name, my dhikr, let my life be just the same also. Smooth sailing, I'm calling into your laws and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Definitely with the qasam of Allah, Allah will take over. By taking the name of Allah, Allah definitely will take over. We make our dhikr in this way. So kibriya, greatness belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-kabir, the one that is great, is that being whose greatness is in reality is apparent in the rivers, oceans, jungles, mountains, skies, the depths and open space of the land. In fact, it is apparent in every moment and every place. We see the beauty of Allah, the greatness of Allah. Even the earth you walk upon. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا. Allah says, I made the entire earth a firasha, a carpet for you to walk upon. And that to Allah Ta'ala's qudrat, Allah did not make the entire world solid and hard. But Allah Ta'ala made different pieces of ground different. Some are marshy. Some can now take in the water. Some the water just stands on top of it. That type of earth, you know, you can build over there, solid ground, doesn't move. Then some ground is for cultivation. Some ground is to store. Allah Ta'ala made it different for insan to use. So that is also the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pond over two weighty celestial bodies, the sun and the moon, weighing millions of tons, how they are remaining so high without any pillars of support. Yet they exist with such balance, as well as perfect timing and system. And how our life is dependent upon the moon and the sun. Hazrat Wala says also, they see Allah Ta'ala's documentary every morning. After Fajr, read your Ishraq, they step out of the masjid, they see Allah Ta'ala's documentary. Just 1 hour ago, everything was quiet. No phone calls, nothing was happening. Children were sleeping. Fajr Salah was on. Now Allah Ta'ala took out the whole ball of flame and fire. And everything comes to life all of a sudden. People are waking up. Curtains are opening. Phone starts ringing. Engines are starting. children are getting ready to go madrasa, etc. How Allah Ta'ala just wakes up the world. And slowly as the day goes, look at Allah Ta'ala's documentary now. وَالشَّمْسِ وَدُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا وَالْلَيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا. Allah Ta'ala says, read the Quran and see. See the live documentary. How Allah Ta'ala causes that sun to set now. And slowly we see, start closing up now. Close the curtains, the lights go on. There's no load shedding, the lights go on. And however they comes to a sukoon and stands still all of a sudden. How Allah Ta'ala does it every day. Doesn't happen just by chance. Doesn't prick our conscience also. Ya Allah, how is this happening every day? You're just doing it for us. Allah is just doing it. That big sun like that, such a massive creation of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah just controls it, makes it set. The earth has its orbit, the moon has its own, and the sun has its own. So how they are remaining so high without any pillars of support, yet they exist with such balance, as well as perfect timing and system. Allahu Akbar, this is the manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's great power. Allah Ta'ala is doing it. We're not doing it. Insan, as much as he can go to the sky and the moon, etc. One of our great senior akabirin were in the plane also. And the scientist asked him, that the Muslim, what do you all do in the world? We went to the moon and we did this and we went to this place and that place. Muslim, what have you all to contribute to science, etc.? He says, where you stopped, we took off from there. Where you stopped on the moon, our wahi and Quran takes off from there. Beyond that. This samawati wal ard and beyond. So you only went till there, we went beyond that. We went right to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the arsh of Allah, to the creator of everything. This is the manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's great power. All the manifestations and highlights of the arrangement and logistics of the universe acquaint man with the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're running our empires, how the entire import, export, logistics in our country, you know what it is now. What a big industry it is. Alright, and how much a person now has to control this entire thing. Forget it's synchronized, running smoothly, everything is going well. Alright, goods dispatched, goods are coming. Different companies, how many are doing now logistics, etc. You see them on the road. The whole billion rand industry, just on logistics, just to get everything where it should be, within time, safely. Safety is a big thing now. They don't torch the trucks. So even the safety also, another whole industry on its own. But this is now the little dunya we're just operating in. But we know how much headache. The truck has to break down. Ya Allah. We need the whole team for that now. Just to go sort out that truck. So Allah Ta'ala is controlling the entire universe like that. وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَا. All alone. So these empires that we are running also should make us at least conscious, Ya Allah, how are you doing all this beyond? Is that not that I am doing this? This too is in the control of Allah. Allah has given us the intelligence. But beyond this, Ya Allah, how are you doing all of this? One part of the truck, one part of the car, the whole industry, the raw materials, where is it coming from? Ya Allah, give man intelligence. Hasn't come to an end, there's still enough raw material in the world. They're still finding more gas here and oil there, whatever it may be. They're finding all. There's still so much more labak is kept in the earth. And where they're not finding it right now. Right now, even in Johannesburg, before they find those high mounds of sand from the mining, now they all disappear. Allah gave the brains out, they made some new machinery, apparatus, where from that sand now they're extracting little gold from there also now, which they didn't have before. Now they're clearing out all of that now. They're taking out gold from there too. What intelligence Allah Ta'ala has given. Where he thought now this is dump. Then dump now has become gold. By that time they couldn't extract it. Now they're extracting it. So this Hazrat says now that extracting all this gold and silver from the mines. He says, Ya Allah, if there was a mine of taqwa, then you would have gone and taken out taqwa from there also. But taqwa in reality, Allah Ta'ala has kept in the hearts of the arifin. Go and mine it from there. In the hearts of the friends of Allah. Allah has kept his muhabbat there. If you know, mine the ma'rifat and the love of Allah, and Hazrat Hakim Zawu say rahmatullah alayhi, and nasu ma'adin. That the people are minds and the awliya, their hearts are minds of the ma'rifat and the muhabbat and love of Allah. Go and sit and mine it from them. Take how much you can take from there, from their hearts. and then put that into your heart also, and then pass it on to the makhluk. And so beautifully as the kitab will say, the more you will distribute, the more it will increase. Unlike dunya, the more you give, the bank balance gets less. The ma'rifat of Allah, the ilm of deen, the more you distribute, the more it increases. Allah can give us understanding, inshaAllah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Last time we began the discussion on anger, which we call commonly ghussa. لا تغضب غصّة مات كرنا. Don't become angry. He kills a disease that kills the. Before he kills the person, he kills the people around him. Kills the wife, kills the children because of anger. Allah Ta'ala save us of such anger. Our kabir were very particular also. When a boy came for proposal, they would say, find out first whether he's temperamental or not. Find out whether the boy is temperamental or not. How is his nature? Whether he gets angry or not. So they will tell the future father-in-laws, the father of the girl, find out first how the boy's temperament, how he'll treat your daughter, how he'll look after her. If he's naram mizaj, his company is good, alhamdulillah, then doesn't have bad habits, and he's a good, it's a good proposal to accept. So anger, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told sahaba radiyallahu anhu, sahabi la taghdab, don't get angry, control your anger. So the Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was disciplining his slave. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam rebuked him. They wrote, Abdullah, be careful. Because he's your slave, you want to flex your muscles a bit and become angry. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has more power over you than you have over your slave. So forgive him, Allah will forgive you. Allah will forgive you. So when he heard this, then he mentioned to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who hurrun li wajhillah, oh Nabi of Allah, I freed him. Nabi of Allah, I freed him. For the pleasure of Allah, I freed him. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, lam taf'al. If he did not do this, had you not displayed mercy towards the slave, would you have discipline and hit? You would have been enveloped by the fire of Jahannam and reduced to ashes. Just like how your anger will make you like fire of Jahannam, the reality is with that anger also the fire of Jahannam will burn you. Just as you are burning, the fire of Jahannam will also burn you because of anger. Here also very important point, my dear brothers. Anger doesn't start when you become baligh. You see, children now, they have tantrums, anger tantrums. You say, no, how cute he is. Now they want to make a video of that too. How is dad mouthing his mother? And now he's using terrible words and language. They say, no, he'll come right. Won't come right like that. You have disciplined the child. He's becoming angry against an adult. Some children hitting the parents also. The young boy now is hitting his mother. I want this, I want. Mother says, no. Sometimes in public also, he's hitting the mother. Mother is keeping quiet. The mother is keeping quiet. And now they say, you can't discipline the child also. But we have to. As the Shaykh has mentioned in Fazail al-Amal, don't spare the rod in the house. Keep it hanging. Keep the rod hanging. Not that we abuse the children. But remember, the child's nafs is not a child. The child also has a nafs. The child's nafs is not a child. That nafs is born as an adult already. But we think, no, so small. The child can play games with you, you know that. How he'll treat his mother, father walks in, he comes smiling. If nothing happened, mother said, he was like one shaitan just now. Shaitan ka bacha. Say, well, look, he's so cute he is. See how sweet he is talking. You don't know right now what he was saying. Father can't be. My son, marupoiro, can't be. Just now he was like that. Just now he was like one shaitan over here. Just heard the car coming in and he came right. So the child's nafs is not a child also. He's already an adult. He knows how to play games. How it makes parents fight also. Zakim Sahib mentioned, rahmatullahi, was an incident also. This young boy was truanting from school, acting sick. Father came home, he see him in bed. He said, kya hua? Mother said, bimar hai. He said, where is sick? When in the room, he's pretending. Father says, he's not sick. Mother said, no, he's sick. And he's making sounds and groaning and moaning, calling his mother's name, in pain, fever.
Father can see you sick, not ill. Mother seeing you sick, fight started.
Father says, you're defending him. Say, mera bachcha hai. It's my child. See, Zakim sahab say, kya hua uske baad? Father got so angry, ghussa, he gave a 3 talaqs day and then. You and your son go, get up. Anger. How the child played the game? Because the child's nafs, remember, we say, oh, he's so cute, oh, she's so cute, and they're doing all these things over here. Is that cuteness? It's not cuteness. This you've got to make tarbiyat from young, already from small. Mothers feel sometimes, oh, the kala spoiled the child, or some family member will spoil the child. And we know before, nowadays we find the child now is calling even the aunties by the first name. No respect left. See how cute he's calling. And the aunties too will tell the child, don't call me kala, don't call me foy, make me old lady. You're making me old lady. There's no respect left. What respect is going to have for his parents after that? Sometimes their granny also is calling by the first name. No respect left whatsoever. So the child's nafs is not a child. It's already an adult. He knows how to operate already. And we're going to nurture it like that and let it go and let it continue. Then the Hadith Sharif says, and tell it amatu rabbataha. Before Qiyamah, that a woman will give birth to her own master. A woman will give birth to her own master. She lives in fear of her own children. The children will become the masters of the home. I don't want to do this. Mother said, what I must do? The old lady's father said, what? You'll get 1 clap. You don't want to do it. Now she said, I don't want to do it. Oh, I want it. Openly, I want it. But brave, brazen, not afraid. How come? Because environment, atmosphere, no ta'lim in the house, no tawazu, no humility, then anger starts within the child. He's used to this type of behavior, doesn't get its way, then the child becomes angry. And you find out how the child, how they become so violent after that. Now, see, we're hearing the news everywhere, where and where. Stabbings taking place in schools, young child carrying, yeah, locally. Now they're going to put what security at the school before you enter. Young 13, 14 year old boys coming with knives to school. So much anger, they want to kill other boys. Our days, we were playing football, we were playing cricket, bring the bat and ball and come. Now they want to batter the guys with the same bat and give them hiding and want to show what they are. Whole thing has changed. Why? No tarbiyat. So anger is haram anger. So Hazrat says over here that who is being addressed with these words? Ru Abdullah bin Mas'ud, be careful. Allah has more authority over you. It is none other than a beloved companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One blessed opportunity to cast his gaze upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and receive the blessings of his gaze in return. Can there be anyone today who lays claim to the fact that his tahajjud is so excessive, his dhikr and fikr is so intense, that he will not be taken to task for his anger? The Sahabi is being taken task. Mr. caught him from behind. Said, don't use hands on the slave of yours. Don't use your hands on the slave of yours. Allah has more power over you than you have over the slave. Now what a Sahabi he is. Ponder a while, it is not food for thought that we tend to have such absolute pride on our ibadat, due to which we begin to believe the way we treat and interact with others bears no consequence on our salvation. I'm already covered. I got my amal checked in place already. So I can treat people as I want to. The greatest ibadat, ulama explain, is good akhlaq. The weightiest amal on the day of qiyamah, athqal. The weightiest on the midan, on the scale on the day of qiyamah, will be good character. That will have the most amount of weight. It's good character. We feel we are at liberty to treat our brothers and sisters, our wives and children, all Muslims, and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at large, as it suits us. This also we find when it comes to the youth. Hadith Sharif says also that near Qiyamah, that a friend will be closer to a boy than his own father and his parents. My friends are welcome in my life, not my parents. Who are you to tell me? But the friends, no problem, make a plan. Come to the house also, my friends can walk in any time. Father must knock the door. One father, I told him this, he said, my son's door, I took it out. My son's door, I took it out. He said, Papa, what are you doing? He said, who put this door here? This door belongs to me, not to you. I must knock your door. So he said, I took out the door. My son has no door in his room. So he'll make his friends closer than his own family members, and we can see it. He'll make them closer than their own family members. We feel we are at liberty to treat our brothers and sisters, our wives and children, all Muslims and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at large as it suits us. We feel we are no longer bound by any constraints that rules no rules apply to us anymore. We have reached the conclusion that ibadat alone is sufficient to the exclusion of monetary and social rights and obligations along with good character. We feel ibadat is sufficient. I do my namaz, my Quran. Whether family members are crying, whether I took their haq, whatever it is, doesn't matter. Friends are more important nowadays. Friends are more important. Sometimes we have a da'wat also, we put the RSVP. RSVP. So we have to invite certain people because we have to invite them, the connection. But in our heart we are hoping that they don't RSVP. You're more happier when they say we're not coming. I can invite another friend. So the level of ikhlas and sincerity. That way friends have become more closer than family members. That we'll fight with family members, but we'll keep the friends close. Consider the fact that Hazrat Abu Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Sahabi was Abu Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was exposed to the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is being chastised, is being warned to the effect that if he did not display mercy towards his slave, he would have been consumed with the fire of Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah. Is there any Sufi, is there anyone striving in the path of Allah, in whatever form it may be, who can lay claim to the fact that his evil temper is not harmful to him? Remember, Hazrat Abu Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu was more maqbool and accepted in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than we can ever be. One who speaks in this manner is claiming to have surpassed even the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. That I'm alright. I can treat people as I want to. Might not say, but he's doing it. He might not say, but he's doing it. He can be reading Salah in the first surf, but he can't speak properly to the cleaner of the masjid. He can't speak properly to the guard of the masjid. Then the person has a problem. Said, your ibadah won't take you to Jannah. Is having love for the creation of Allah and being kind to them. That will be a great factor that will contribute to you becoming a Jannati. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. And more than that, when it comes to our household, our own wives and children, they also. That only for us to control our anger, but it's for them also. That's what Hazrat Wala told us. He told them a surat. That if you want to live like a queen in your home, what you must do? You must treat him like the king. If she wants to live like a queen, then she must treat him like the king. But if she's to treat him like the knocker and the domestic, then he'll treat her just the same also. Then what more must I say? What you don't have over here? They can't be tell. Like once there was an article in the paper, what they call it, taxi talk. Taxi talk. What they talk in the taxis every day. The locals, when they're jumping the taxi, they're going home. So they talk now. They say, what boss had to say today? Or what ma'am had to say today? She was in the mood today. And they talk. Not that they're foolish. They know everything happening in the house. You'd be surprised what to do. How they imitate sometimes the boss and the missus also. So one time somebody told me, there was a taxi talk. So they were speaking there and somebody asked, how was work today? See, same thing, I asked the boss for a raise. Indian boss. He says, a typical answer. He says, what do you want a raise for? I give you food every day. I'm giving you pay also. You're getting free food. So then what do you want money for? I'm giving you everything. The typical answer. This is in the same way now. When it comes to the wife who remains as a queen, then Hazrat Wala says she must treat the husband like a king also. Hazrat gave a whole bayan. You know what kind he is. You too have tawazu, the woman folk. You know he's coming home. She must be ready also. Right? They know he's had a long day. He's coming home. She's also dressed nicely. House is smelling good. The house is clean. Very important. Here ulama have written in kitab, the zakat of the house is to keep the house clean. The zakat, the spiritual zakat. Allah has given you an ni'mat and bounty. The zakat of the house, first of all, is to keep the front of the house clean. Not that somebody comes and say, what a dirty house. The yard is so dirty. It's a ni'mat of Allah, why you didn't keep it right? To keep the house clean. So they say, as it says, when you know he's coming home, they'll smell nice, look nice. Dress up the children also, the house must be clean, the food must be ready. Food must be ready. And as he walks in, give him a smile. Make salam with him. Make salam with him. And to the extent, Hazrat will say also, you know he's a little bit tikka magaj, temperamental. You know what his likings are, what he doesn't like. So they don't tick him off also. He's come from work, he likes something cold to drink, something warm to drink, have it ready for him. And serve him, it takes 2-3 minutes only. And you can change his mood. So on this Hazrat will say, treat him like a king, it takes just few moves only for the masturat and the ladies. And he will treat you like the queen. But if you treat him like the nokar, like a domestic, like a worker, then he'll treat you worse than that also. So here Allah Ta'ala has given us ingredients in the home also, from both sides. When it comes to anger, the wife also must keep her cool, and the husband also. And when the cool is no more cool now, then the husband must take a walk. The says now he must take a walk. One is to drink water. And as Hakim Sahib will say, the wife also must drink water. But she must hold the water in her mouth. Then the fight will cool down. As Hakim Sahib told her ladies, give a bottle of water. Every time the fight starts, you must just take one sip. And he was keep it in their mouth. She came back, Hazrat, it works wonders, pani. Paralu pani. He says, no, not Tawiz water. This is just that you control your mouth, you didn't say anything. So one husband told the wife also that you're the most beautiful woman I ever saw in my life. Very beautiful. She got so happy. He says, really, yes, when you're sleeping. Allah gives understanding. Although they didn't catch it, when she's sleeping, she's not talking. So she's very beautiful at that time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum ana jaleesu man dhakarani. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله
Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب دعوات، يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين وكريم رحيم الله. يا الله يا غفور يا ودود ما يا الله، you love to forgive ما يا الله، you love every creation of yours ما يا الله، you love to forgive ما يا الله. Oh Allah, forgive us for all our sins, O my Allah. Save us from the evil effect of our evil deeds, O my Allah. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, with your ihsan, with your in'am. Ya Allah, with your ikram, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Bless us with all your bounties, O my Allah, spiritually, physically. Ya Allah, financially, monetarily, O my Allah, emotionally. Ya Allah, in every sense of the word, O my Allah. Keep us close to you. Ya Allah, just enjoy your rahmat and your barakat, O my Allah. Save us from the evil and fitnas around us, O my Allah. Protect our iman, O my Allah, the iman of our families and our children, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Allah. Clean out the environment, O my Allah. Save us from all the haram environment, the filth of kufr, of shirk, of secularism, of atheism, O my Allah, and all the filth around us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save our ears, our eyes, our hearts, our tongues, our minds from being affected from the filth around us. Ya Allah, protect our children's iman, protect their hearts, Ya Allah, protect their habits, O my Allah. O my Allah, make our complete istah, O my Allah, kamil and tam, O my Allah. Give us perfect istah in every sense of the word, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. There's no one that can save us from all the fitna and all the filth and all the dirt and all the sin besides you. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La malja wa la manja min Allah illa ilayk. Ya Allah, there's no place of refuge or protection except by you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us close to you, O my Allah. Give us with you, my Allah. Give us connection with you, my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you made our hearts and our minds for your dhikr and your remembrance, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us understanding. Free our hearts and minds of everything besides you, my Allah. Oh my Allah, when it comes to our rozi, our dunya taqaza, Ya Allah, you become our kafil and wakil. Ni'ma al-mawla wa ni'ma al-nasir. Hasbun Allah wa ni'ma al-wakil. Oh my Allah, you suffice us, Ya Allah. You take care of it, O my Allah. Give us sufi to take care of your deen, O my Allah. To become khadims of deen. To become, Ya Allah, the servants of your deen, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Accept us with the khidmat of deen, O my Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayah, O my Allah. Accept the hajj of all the hujjah. They are still returning. Ya Allah, accept the du'as, O my Allah. Ya Allah, accept us all over and over again, O my Allah, to make ziyarat al-Haramin Sharifin, O my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the Haramin Sharifin from all the fitnas, O my Allah. Purify that piece of land, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, free Masjid al-Aqsa, O my Allah. Protect the Muslims in Palestine, O my Allah. Release them and free them, O my Allah. Make them true defenders of deen, O my Allah. Accept the shahadat, O my Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, keep us with iman and take us with iman. Ya Allah, take us in a condition you're happy with us, O my Allah. Whatever bad habits we have, O my Allah. Ya Allah, purify our hearts and cleanse our habits and our minds, O my Allah. Our iman and taqwa, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Wherever we go in the world, Ya Allah, save us from haram. Ya Allah, our iman salamat rahe, taqwa salamat rahe. Ya Allah, that our iman and taqwa remains, Ya Allah, with peace and safety wherever we go, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Save us from all the haram inclinations, Ya Allah, from this worldly life. Ya Kareem, Ya Rahim, Ya Allah.
There is no one to turn to besides you, may Allah. Ya Allah, keep us close to you, give us true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever taqadas we have in this holy life, ya Allah, you take care of it, oh may Allah. Be the warozi, ya Allah, all the sick and ailing, ya Allah, the young girls and boys of manageable age, oh may Allah, all those in debts, oh may Allah, all those in illnesses and pain, oh may Kareem Rahim Allah, whatever parishani families have, oh may Allah, ya Allah, you take care of it, oh may Allah. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana wa takaffa bi irda'i khusumina. Ya Allah, forgive us for our sins, ya Allah. If you owe anyone anything, ya Allah, you take over it, oh my Allah. You repay them, ya Allah, you make them happy. If anybody has any right over us, oh my Allah, ya Allah, give us hearts to forgive them, and you reimburse us, oh my Allah, from your treasures, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, bless our families, ya Allah, our parents, if they have moved on, they have left this world, ya Allah, make them maghfirat and raise them, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, take us in a condition you're happy with us, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, accept all of the jamaats that are moving around, all the programs that are moving around. Hazrat Wala Safar, ya Allah. Oh, Hazrat Wala is in Safar right now, ya Allah. Keep him safe with Afid. Accept all his programs, that gham, that dard, that pain in the heart of our Kabirin, O my Allah. Oh, Hazrat Wala, the ma'rifat and love he has. Ya Allah, if we use for the entire world, O my Allah, give us a share of it, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka anta sami'u al-alim, wa tub alayna, innaka anta thawab al-rahim. رضي الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك.